Hello, members of the National Animal Care and Control Association. I am Adam Rickey, and I am running for a re-election to the Board of Directors for NACA. Given my role as the NACA podcast host, I thought it would be fitting to do it in podcast format, my introduction to the membership. I have held responsibilities on various committees, and for the last year, I have been the Vice President of the National Animal Care and Control Association. What I am most proud about my time as a NACA board member has been the preparation for this year's annual conference. Working alongside Nick Lippincott, Sue Cosby, John Thompson, and NACA ambassadors to plan this year's conference confirmed the direction of the organization and my continued desire to be part of the board in representing the many dedicated individuals and agencies within the profession. I really hope that those that attend the conference enjoy the efforts of this year's committee to bring new, innovative ideas to the conference, including many national leaders in the profession and representatives of the country's leading law enforcement agencies. I have been working in animal welfare since 2008. Since starting my career as a kennel technician, I've held various positions in both animal care, animal control, and law enforcement. I am currently the Chief of Field Operations for the City of Albuquerque and am the Acting Associate Director. While working in animal care, I was heavily involved in shelter enrichment, behavior programs, and even co-founded an amazing little nonprofit alongside Jessica Dolce. As a lone animal control officer for the town of Buxton, back in Maine, I got to experience animal control as a small town ACO. This was an amazing experience working for the local police department and a contracted nonprofit shelter. Even though in recent years I have worked for much larger agencies, I have not forgotten the challenge I faced when first entering the field side of the profession. My time in law enforcement was an incredibly special time. I continued to be involved with animal control, but was also sworn as a special deputy and assigned to the County Crime Task Force. I also represented the department on the State Gang Intel Task Force. This level of involvement in law enforcement allowed me to truly see the training needs for ACOs and other field professionals. This need eventually led to my involvement with NACA. Looking ahead, I wish to continue to represent the profession and the NACA membership, all while continuing to develop new trainings, model programs, and elevating the profession to new heights. With that being said, I hope that you'll vote for me in this year's election for the National Animal Care and Control Association's Board of Directors.